Daily Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DStv channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
December marks Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and joining me on the line is Dorothy Duploy, who is a services specialist at Cancer. Dorothy, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for the invitation.
What are we invited to, be aware of this month of December, now that it is Skin Cancer Awareness Month?
I think just the awareness that overexposure to the sun puts you at risk for getting skin cancer, and that not to be fooled by overcast weather, because the sun is still as hot as it is, and it can burn you, and overexposure can cause skin cancer.
It's one of those difficult things, right? Because we know we need the vitamin D from the sunshine. I know if I've stayed away from the sun, as we were forced to do so, certainly in March last year, when we were forced into a hard lockdown where you were not allowed to be outside of your home except if you are going to shop for essentials or if you are part of the essential services and going to work. And I missed the sunshine, and I became a gloomy, almost miserable person at times during the day because I wasn't able to get exposure to that vitamin D. But we also need to be mindful that too much of an exposure can result in unintended consequences as well.
Yes, it's to find the balance, and to you need sunshine, and so just to ensure that you stay out of the sun when it's at its hottest, that's between 10 in the morning until about 3 in the afternoon, and to cover up and wear thickly woolen hats and a very good sunblock. We promote a sun protection factor of between 30 and higher if you're using a sunblock, and also to wear hats and wear sunglasses and long sleeve cotton shirts if you work in the sun, like your farmers and your guys working on the road, who've got no other choice but to be exposed to the sun. But to reduce your chances by putting all of these measures in place.
How prevalent is skin cancer in South Africa?
Look, it's very prevalent in the sense that after Australia, we've got the highest incidence of skin cancer. So, the myth that only light-skinned people can get skin cancer, well, that's not true, because you can be dark-skinned and still be exposed to the sun and cause damage to your skin and put yourself at risk for skin cancer.
And what are we supposed to be looking out for? Because, as I said, we go out and enjoy the sun because it's available and it's beautiful and warm at this time of the year, and we feel we need that vitamin D. If I have been potentially overexposed to sun, what am I looking for that might result in me going to my doctor and say, hey, do you mind having a look at this, please?
Yes, there's an ABCDE warning for such a skin cancer. And so what we tell the individual is just to do regular mole checks on top of your head, behind your back, etc. And if you follow the ABCDE, that should set off some warning signs. So A is asymmetrical, a mole or mark with one half unlike the other. Common moles are round and asymmetrical. B would be the border, irregular border, scalloped or poorly defined, because the regular mole have smooth and even borders. And then you would look at the color, a color variation, tan, brown, black, or red. Common moles are usually single shade of brown or black. And then the diameter, anything larger than 6 millimeter needs to be investigated. And then evolving, which is changing in color or border of the mole. Because your normal mole will be one color, it will have a defined border, it won't be larger than 6 millimeter, and it won't change color.
And as always, Dorothy, the sooner you detect skin cancer, the better the effectiveness of the treatment is going to be, right?
Yes, because early detection saves lives. So the minute you see anything that looks that could be suspicious, wasn't there before, is bothering you, please to have it checked up, because we've got very good dermatological services in South Africa. So just to go to either your doctor or your GP or your specialist or your dermatologist to ask them to just have a look. And at least once a year, go for a mole mapping to your dermatologist where they will look at your whole body from the head to the soles of your feet, because your soles of your feet and the palms of your hand is also where you could find early signs of skin cancer, those places that you don't usually check out.
It's an important conversation, Dorothy. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Dorothy Duploy is a services specialist at Cancer, speaking, of course, about the month of December being Skin Cancer Awareness Month.